Nobody jerks off to Ryan.
Oh, I'll squeeze one off for you, buddy.
You can try, but I don't think it'll go anywhere.
This podcast is not suitable for children or those who are easily disturbed. Spoiler warning for whatever is in the title of this episode.
And now for the obligatory socials. Please like, share and subscribe. You can find the podcast on Twitter at HorrorPod69. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Slasher and Goodreads. Become part of the Disturbed community by asking for the Facebook group and Discord links. Send dick pics to the horrorofbabylonpodcast@gmail.com. Support the show at patreon.com/thehorrorofbabylon. In closing, you can let your friends know that The Horror of Babylon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible and all other major podcast apps.
Welcome to the Treehouse of Horror.
Of Babylon.
Of Babylon. Episode 6, Dead Ringer. I am Ryan, and with me, as always, is Daniel. Say hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
And we want to say thank you to our patrons, Abigail the First, Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, and...
Logan,
the
Full Metal Patron.
And thank you to Four Horsemen Comics and Gaming, which you can visit at the Morgantown Mall, Morgantown, West Virginia, the Mall at Robinson, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or at the bottom of the well in the back of Springfield Elementary. And say hello to groundskeeper Ronnie, who's lives in the shack behind Four Horsemen Comics. And makes out with his mop every night because no woman will ever love him.
The vampires are pure myth, superstition.
I may be able to bring you proof that the superstition of yesterday can become the scientific reality of today.
So jumping into background, this episode of The Simpsons first aired on October 10th, 2021. This is Treehouse of Horror 32. Which is season 33, episode 3, is episode 709 overall. The Dead Ringer is a parody of The Ring, and it is the third segment of this episode.
We should do, like, a special episode when Simpsons has their number 1,000.
They're not too far off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other two segments in this Treehouse of Horror are Bong Joon-ho's The Side of Parasite, which is a parody of the 2019 film Parasite.
Fantastic film.
And Nightmare on Elm Tree, which is their second Treehouse of Horror parody of A Nightmare on Elm Street. The original is a classic. Episode was directed by Matthew Fanon, who also wrote Married to the Blob.
Oh, wow.
Which is the next Treehouse of Horror we are going to do. And... he wrote, I can't believe I forgot to tell you about this one. He also wrote Dial D for Diddley, which is the Treehouse of Horror Dexter parody where Ned Flanders plays Dexter.
We'll have to do like a whole Dexter-themed month at some point.
Yeah. And this episode was written by John Frink, who has been writing for The Simpsons since the year 2000. And the character, Professor John Frink, is named after him.
Glavin! And that's that. Another story in the classic infallible three-act structure. Good enough for Aristotle, good enough for The Simpsons.
Mr. Sizlak, I have a feeling there's going to be one more act to this story.
Well, I'm not hanging around for that. Four acts.
Structure and themes. Talk to me about how the story of The Ring is adapted.
Sort of adapts the American remake.
It kind of updates it instead of a VHS tape.
It's a TikTok.
It's a TikTok, which is what it would be.
Which, yeah, seems like what it would. I always said, like, it would be hard to do The Ring these, because if there was a cursed TikTok that killed someone 7 days after they watched it, half the planet would die.
Yeah. You have to share it. Okay. Done.
I don't even know, like, how they would actually do that. But for this, it's like a fine, like, actual update.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of kids have a party. It's like all the kids that went to the cabin in the book and in the movies.
Yeah, and all the all the kids who went to the party get killed. And
yeah.
How, if you were actually going to make, like, a brand new Ring movie, let's say, okay, it's a Ring reboot, an American Ring reboot, and the premise that you sold to the studio was the Ring but TikTok. Like, how would you actually do that?
I would take the novel S, which did a viral video. It's the Fifth in the Ring series. So that was supposed to be like a spoof on like YouTube videos. But like, I just like slightly adapt that.
I'm just waiting for some kid to ask me, what's a YouTube?
Yeah. Like, it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I hate TikTok, but I mean, I'm also an old man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it either, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it exists.
Yeah.
People like it. The movie Megan, they call it a horror movie for the TikTok generation.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Megan yet.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, I might watch it eventually, but it's
not. I'll watch it whenever it comes on a streaming service that I already have, but I'm not in a rush for it.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Okay, so for characters, we have Sadako, or Samara, rather, adapted as Moping Mary, and then, of course, Lisa is the protagonist.
She's our Asakawa.
She is our Asakawa, and Lisa is a good Asakawa because she's always the investigator. Like, something happens, and Bart and Lisa go hop on their bikes, and they go riding off to figure out what's going on and expose whatever it is.
If you were going to cast a Simpsons character to play classic Ryuji, who would you pick, and why is it comic book guy?
He's a little less of an edgelord since he got married.
Oh, I forgot that happened.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely, like, early 2000s, late 90s comic book guy would probably be Ryuji. Except, like, Ryuji is kind of a ladies' man.
He tricks people into thinking he's a ladies' man.
But, I mean, he does have, like, you know, like, Mai Takano seems to, like...
Yeah, she's, like, going to his house all the time.
Granted, comic book guy's wife is also a young, beautiful Japanese woman, so...
I think that might be perfect.
Yeah. There's an episode where they're talking about having kids, and it starts with, like, their sexual routine, and apparently comic book guy's fetish is to have his wife dress up as the female Gremlin from Gremlins 2.
I feel a little bit better about mine. All right. I guess if you're watching that movie right when you hit puberty, like, we've talked about that before.
The neurons crossed.
Yeah. All of a sudden, weird things happen.
Yeah. What was Humbert doing when his neurons crossed?
He tells you that right in the book. he explicitly tells you when he thinks it happened.
Yeah. Okay. Moping Mary was fun. I thought that somehow the ending was even sadder than if she killed Lisa.
Because she kind of bullies Lisa at the end.
It's a running gag that Lisa can't keep a friend, and there are lots of episodes where they have a guest star on and like, oh, they become Lisa's friend, and then like in one episode they die, in one episode they move away, in one episode they get committed to an asylum. Like, it just, whenever Lisa gets a friend, something terrible happens. So jumping down a well is not that huge of a stretch.
I liked Moping Mary's skull face, and I'll tell you why. Dead by Daylight, one of the alternate costumes for Sadako is her skeleton features.
That's cool.
I'll kill you all! I'll drive you crazy, and I'll kill you all! I'm every nightmare you ever had. I am your worst dream come true. I'm everything you ever were afraid of.
Scary shit in Treehouse of Horror Babylon. We don't talk about what was scary, because it's not scary. We talk about what was the best joke, and what was the worst joke. I have a couple for best joke. It's hard for me to narrow it down.
These had some strong jokes. I think I have a best joke, and it's just the one that hit me the hardest, is when the grandpa goes, I would miss when the combing was implied.
So... it's either that or Ralph calling Sherry and Terry, what do you call it? Larry and Barry, or yeah. And that's, it's not that clever, but it just, I don't know. Ralph just cracks me up.
Yeah. Because you hear that kind of like film criticism a lot. Oh, I miss when this stuff was implied instead of outright stated.
Yeah, like, but I miss when the sex was implied.
Yeah.
I miss when the murder was implied.
But then you got the, it's literally just someone combing their hair.
I miss when this was implied.
Yeah, I thought that was so fucking funny.
No, it was really funny. For worst joke, I mean, I guess like Grandpa can't hear the ring voice.
That's actually my worst joke.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine, but
it's like, okay, he's an old man, he can't hear a joke.
It probably could have gone on for five, 10 seconds less than it did, and it would have been better.
It was either going to be that or, like, I didn't mind stuff crawling out of Moping Mary a little bit, but it just, every, like, other, like, frame, there's a new thing crawling out of her.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go with Grandpa.
Ah! Oh my God, are you Stephen King?
No, I'm Dean Koontz.
Oh.
Kings and Koontz. I definitely have a Koontz. What is my King? I guess my King is actually the ending, even though I hate it because it's so sad, but it fits Lisa's character so well. She just, whenever she gets a friend, she comes on way too strong. Something happens and they can't be friends anymore. It's super sad, but it's very true to the show.
I think my King is going to be that this was just kind of a legitimate funny parody of The Ring.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and there are lots of parodies of The Ring, mm-hmm. But for me, a lot of them are hit and miss. I think this one took, like, a modern, updated version, and it was like, hey, yeah, this is, you can still kind of have some fun with it.
I actually meant to watch the Bob's Burger one before this, and I just never got a chance to sit down and watch it.
There's a Bob's Burger Ring?
Season 10, Episode 1 is
I'm behind.
The Ring, but not scary.
I have to watch that.
I don't know for sure that it's a Ring parody, but that is the title of the episode. The Ring, but not scary.
I think I might watch that when I get home.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do another bonus episode.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's my King, is I think they legitimately found ways to still kind of make that sort of funny.
My Koontz is, I wish they would have had a few more kills with the kids from Springfield Elementary, because Sherry and Terry die, and then Milhouse dies, and I just kind of expected them to just like, oh, and then Martin dies, and then Nelson dies, but they just kind of end it there, and I felt like...
My Koontz is similar. I wish the kills would have been more, like, ringy, mm-hmm. with, like, just... And then they made fun of, like, what? So he just makes a scary face?
Yeah.
And that now he's dead? Like, something like that?
Yeah. They weren't. Milhouse got stabbed in the back, and Sherry and Terry got their heads kicked off.
Yeah, so it was just, like, it was more Final Destination-y.
Yeah.
Than Rangy.
More of a...
And that's the only thing I would have changed, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're flying right through this.
Yeah, this ain't bad.
Good. All right, so ranking, I don't know.
These are going to start getting a little harder.
For me, I think it's going to go in the middle. I think it's going to be my new number 4, which makes it above Bart Simpson's Dracula and I Know What You Did, Laidly Did, and below The Shining Death Tome and Not It.
I think mine is also going to be my number 4. The Shining was just too good.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
This is pretty good, yeah.
Good, yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay, homework.
When's the last time we flew through an episode this quick?
The Sad Tale of the Principal Post and the and the Enigma of Armagara Fault.
Wow.
Can't skip homework. We never skip homework.
Yeah, we are A-plus students.
Yeah. Okay, if you are a Springfield Elementary student, you went to the party and watched the TikTok, how would Moping Mary kill you?
Okay, you know how, like, Bart writes on the chalkboard at the she compels me to do that until I wear my hands down to nubs and I bleed to death.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay, so I'm totally obsessed with cats.
Mm-hmm.
Moping Mary knows that's my only weakness. So when I'm walking home from school on the last day where I'm alive, I get attacked by the cat lady who just throws cats.
Okay, you that's see? Good, yeah. Yeah.
And she
cat missiled.
She literally throws 30 cats on top of me. They kill me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eat you, may leave you a little Springfield skeleton.
Because cats lead violent lives.
Full circle.
And question for the listeners. Again, pick a treehouse of horror. Just tell us.
Yeah. Anyone who ever comments on any of these, I will literally review any of them.
Yep, we will do it. And for further reading, even though I didn't get a chance to watch it, I have written down Bob's Burgers, The Ring But Not Scary. Let me verify that episode number.
Burgers. Okay, I think they have season 10 on... I just, like, by season, like, 7 or 8, I kind of just stopped watching.
It's on... The one that's airing right now is season 13.
Yeah, so...
Yes, season 10, episode 1, The Ring, in parentheses, but not scary. Let's see if we can figure out what the...
Wait, I might have seen this one.
What's the plot?
I have seen this one. It's not... It's not quite a Ring parody, but I kind of still want this to do it.
Okay, sure. I'm up for it. I'm sure we'll spend like 15 minutes on it, and that's fine.
Okay.
All right, cool. We'll do that. So upcoming on the Horror of Babylon, our next novel will be Lolita.
Which I started listening to today.
I'm putting it off until like the last week.
I think Jeremy Irons does too good of a job writing this book.
I think, honestly, Jeremy Irons is the reason I didn't quit first time.
Hold on. I was going to start writing down all my favorite quotes from this book, but then I realized there's too many. So I'm only doing one a day. So here's the quote I wrote down for today. I, for my part, was naive only as a pervert can be.
Okay. Humber, you son of a bitch. The next Sunday, we'll be doing a double feature episode where we compare and contrast both Lolita films.
Ooh.
And then the next Sunday, we will be reviewing the manga MW by Osamu Tezuka. Just get all that pedophile shit out there. Just like... rip it all off at once, just like a Band-Aid. Just get it all done.
I love MW, too.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
It's so good.
And then the next two Thursdays, next week we're going to do Treehouse of Horror Married to the Blob, which is the Blob episode, to wrap up Blob coverage. And then our next Four Horsemen-sponsored episode will be the original Toxic Avenger film from 1984.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for us to do Toxic Avenger. It's bonkers.
I haven't seen it, so I will...
If I can find my Toxic Avenger toys, I am going to bring them when we do this.
Do it.
I almost brought all my Ring shit tonight.
Yeah. And thank you to our patrons, such as Abigail One, Breaker of Chains and Mother of Dragons, and...
Logan,
the Full Metal Patron.
And you can visit Four Horsemen Comics and Gaming at the Morgantown Mall in Morgantown, West Virginia, or the Mall Robinson in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and say hello to Ronald III and ask him what he was watching when his neurons crossed when he was young, and why it was actually probably season one of Star Trek The Next Generation and Denise Crosby.
Oh, see, I thought it was the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Ew! Gross.
Yeah. I can't wait to have him on Pet Sematary.
Ron, are you that fan that Carrie Fisher slept with?
No, you're not. Are you that fan that told Carrie Fisher she was the first person you jerked off to?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what that would feel like.
All right, stay tuned for our socials and stay scary.
Stay scary, everybody.
And now for the obligatory socials. Please like, share, and subscribe. Follow Daniel at DStarSick on Twitter. Follow Ryan at DarthDamio on the Bluebird app. You can find the podcast on Twitter at HorrorPod69. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Slasher, and Goodreads. Become part of the Disturbed community by asking for the Facebook group and Discord links. Send dick pics to the Horror of Babylon podcast at gmail.com. Support the show at patreon.com/thehorrorofbabylon. In closing, you can let your friends know that The Horror of Babylon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and all other major podcast apps. Stay scary.